On today's Press Pass, a look at the status of a Buffalo school district project called Connected Communities, which looked to bring internet connectivity to students in some of the city's poorest neighborhoods. By expanding the Wi-Fi capability of 8 schools into their surrounding neighborhoods, the $1.3 million project would have bridged the digital divide for 5,500 Buffalo students. As Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post tells us, the project was scheduled for completion in January.
But it wasn't done. It isn't done now. In fact, the physical work of doing this has not really even begun.
Can you tell us a little bit more about HARP Data?
Yeah, HARP Data is a local company started up in 2016. The CEO is a Riverside High graduate named Ivory Robinson Jr. So HARP Data bid on this project in April of last year. Just about that time, they were also embroiled in legal action with a partner on their last big project, which had been to provide IT equipment and support to ECMC and Kaleida Health, a huge project, which went south. At the time that they were submitting their proposal to the school board for this project, they were also being called out in court as having failed to deliver on this big previous project. Since then, in just last month, Kaleida Health itself has also filed litigation, making the same sort of troubling accusation that HARP Data made promises it couldn't keep. Now, the school district says they were unaware of these legal actions and these accusations about HARP Data at the time that they were considering bids.
Let's go back to the bidding process for just a moment, if we could. They had the successful bid for this project. Were there any other companies involved?
There were. There were two other qualified bidders. And the bidding process, that also kind of set up a warning signal. Hmm. And the warning signal was this, that HARP Data's bid was about a quarter of what the other two companies bid. They bid $1.3 million. The other companies, both of them bid over $4 million to do this project. The way that the bids are awarded, there's a kind of a scoring process, and price, of course, is paramount. That's the heaviest weighted element. But there are other elements, too, including understanding of the project, capacity and past experience, the technical solution, its quality. On all of these things, HARP Data scored much lower than its competitors. But they won largely based on the fact that their bid was so much lower.
And I would have to think that this was a project that was embraced by school district leadership, that this was an important project, knowing, as you called it, the digital divide that exists inside the city of Buffalo, that this was something that was vital for neighborhoods here in the city of Buffalo. How are district officials responding to the fact that here we are at this time where distance learning is paramount for these students, and this particular capacity is just not available?
Well, first of all, they're responding the way they must in a crisis, which is they're scrambling to provide this connectivity. BFO, in fact, did some great reporting on this about how the school district is trying to put tens of thousands of hotspots in city households in order to get the students in those households connected. And Dr. Kreiner Cash, the superintendent of schools, basically told Ivory Robinson, HARP Data CEO, a couple of weeks ago, listen, get me a plan, implement it, let's get this going, and I'll be watching.
Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
It's always my pleasure, Jay.